Welcome to the Fear and Doubt Detox Audio Summit. I'm Simona McNeil, a freedom from fear and visibility coach who helps women outsmart fear, doubt, and shame so they can go from dreamer to doer, one small action at a time. I'll be your host over the next 4 days, and I'm so excited to share these 20 plus interviews with you. Throughout these interviews, you'll be introduced to some amazing women of God. These are real women sharing their very real stories and experiences with fear, doubt, and shame, and how they overcame them. Together, we want to help you detox your thoughts, debunk the lies, and transform your life. Freedom is yours for the taking. While this event was created by Christian women for Christian women, this is a judgment-free zone where everyone is welcome. Think of these sessions as less of a finger-wagging soliloquy and more of a conversation between friends that we're inviting you to join in on. I'm so excited to hear about the growth, ahas, and transformation that come from this week's summit. Listen in. Hello, everyone, and welcome back. I am excited to be talking to you. I am reading out of the CSB translation. Matthew 28:19 reads as follows. Go therefore and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe everything I have commanded you. And remember, I am with you always to the end of age. And this is Jesus talking to the disciples. And while you might not see yourself as a disciple, while you might think this is just, you know, a piece of text that I am reading in the most amazing book ever, I would encourage you to see it as more than that. See it as what it is. It's a command and a call to action. God doesn't want us to sit on our hands. He doesn't want us to hide our light under a bushel. Instead, he wants us to share the good news with everyone. How do I know he wants us to share the good news with everyone? I'm so glad you asked. Let's hop over to Romans chapter 10, verse 14. How then can they call on him they have not believed in? And how can they believe without hearing about him? And how can they hear without a preacher? And how can they preach unless they are sent? As it is written, how beautiful are the feet of those who bring the good news. And I know for some of you, you might be triggered. You're like, Simona, I'm not a preacher, right? While you're not a preacher, you are here to share God's good news. God is so amazing and so awesome, and he's done something in your life that you just can't help but share. I know that about you. I think it's important to look and see how you could share the good news in your life. It doesn't mean that you have to hit people over the head with the Bible, right? There's a way and a time to share it. I believe Paul shares that later in the New Testament. But I think it's just so important to remember that we are called by God to share the good news, because if we don't, lives are at stake, right? We are commanded to love one another as Christ loves the church. And what better gift to give even a stranger who is a loved one, than to give them the good news, to give them an opportunity to experience God and consequently enjoy eternal life. And so I know that you're called because the Bible tells me, and I know that you're meant to share the good news because, again, the Bible tells me they can't, those who are apart from Christ, apart from God, they can't experience him if we don't share him, right? They can't experience him if no one ever told them. That's not the way that wisdom, that's not the way that knowledge, that's not the way that salvation works. Now, I get it. There are many out there who think, as long as I'm a good person, then I'm going to enjoy eternal life with God. And we know that requires more than that. We are obligated to share that with others. We're obligated to tell people that unless they confess with their mouth and believe that Jesus died on the cross for them, rose on the third day, and in doing so, forgave all of their sin. They're not going to receive salvation. And Jesus tells us that no one can come to the Father but through him. So if I was a mathematician, I would say A plus B equals C and make it all work. But I'm not, so I'm going to leave that equation alone. But what I can tell you is that the knowledge of Jesus Christ and accepting him into your heart equals eternal life. It equals freedom from shame, from sin, from fear, from the things holding you back. And we don't want to keep that to ourselves. Like, yes, it's a good gift, but we are commanded to be in this world, but not of this world. The world hoards good things and keeps them to themselves. We don't do that. As children of the Most High, we have the privilege of taking his good news and sharing it with the world. He has chosen us for such a time as this and to do that. So you might be thinking, what does that look like? What, I don't want to be a pastor. I don't want to be a minister. What does that look like? And I think that's one of the biggest misconceptions about discipleship and ministry. It doesn't always have to occur within a church. Now, there are some who are called to roles and positions within the church. That's not what I'm talking about here. I am talking about your ability to share what God has put in you and share his glory and his light with others so that they might become curious and want to learn more about it. And you can do that in a variety of different ways. Let's say you are an Etsy shop owner. And let's just maybe you even have like digital products. You don't even have physical products where you have the opportunity to put a handwritten card or something in someone's box. You don't even have that. You're just an Etsy shopper. You have a digital shop and you create stickers or you create prints that people can print out on t-shirts, right? You have the opportunity to share the good news through that Etsy shop. And it could be as simple as you having a scripture in the footer of your sales emails. It could be as simple as you getting people on your newsletter list and then reminding them of God's love, like introducing yourself and reminding them of God's love as the Holy Spirit prompts you. You can do it in so many ways. I think we have become maybe desensitized, and we think that things have to look one certain way, or they have to look the way that they look in the world. But we know that God is so creative. He's a creator. He created the heaven and the earth. Look at the various different types of trees and plants that exist. He didn't make, look at us. He made us unique. We don't look the same. We don't act the same. I am reminded of a trip that my husband and I took to Hawaii, and we were just driving through like the various different climate zones on Big Island. And I was just so blessed by the intricacies and the intentionality of God and how strategic he was and all powerful that he is, with the way in which he strategically made some plants grow in certain environments and gave other plants different colors so they might camouflage themselves or protect themselves from predators. Like, he's just so intentional. And that extends to you too. He has given us brains, like, and given us the ability to be creative and to do so many things. We just have to tap into it and not just tap into it in our own strength, but we have to tap into it with the Holy Spirit. So, one of the things that I do in order to do this is I listen to soaking music. I'm a mom of five, in case you didn't know that. And because of that, I am easily distracted. I have taught myself to just adjust and be easily distracted because that has been my life for the past 17 years. When it comes to spending time with God, I have to get still and I have to get quiet. And it can be easy for me to say, oh, this other thing is coming up, and say, squirrel, and be easily distracted. So I use soaking music. I use those with my noise canceling headphones to just sit down and get still. And listen for his presence. I have found that it's helpful for me because when I listen to praise and worship music, I can always find myself like humming along to a tune or singing the lyrics. And sometimes that can be distracting. So sometimes that takes me out of the quiet space that I need to create in order to hear from and be present with the Lord. So instead, now that I've been using soaking music, I can use it to create like this. Not completely quiet, but like quiet environment that allows me to either meditate on his word or just create a non-chaotic space that allows me to hear from him. So I created a soaking music playlist. I will add that as one of the gifts that you can access